Jesus Christ, I'm depressed. There's got to be some logical explanation to this whole business. Oh, I wasn't like this 6 months ago, was I? Wasn't I a lot more self-confident, huh? Jesus Christ, the way I used to walk in on a scene of a crime like I owned the goddamn world. It's going to be a shake-up, you know. When there's 345 murders and none of them get solved, somebody's got to be elected poor guy. Somewhere there's a logical pattern to this whole business. There has to be. And those goddamn vigilante groups, black against white, white against black, whatever became of human dignity? Sooner or later, there's a pattern. Sooner or later, everything falls into place. I believe that. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't want to wake up tomorrow morning and see the sunrise. Every crime has its own pattern of logic. Everything has an order. If we cannot find that order, it's not because it doesn't exist, but because we have incorrectly examined some vital piece of evidence. Let us examine the evidence. Number one, in the past 6 months, there have been 345 homicides committed in this city. The victims have ranged variously in age, sex, social status, and color. Number two, in none of these homicides have we been able to find the motive. Number three, consequently, all 345 homicides remain unsolved. So much for the evidence. A subtle pattern begins to emerge. What is this pattern? What is it that these 345 homicides have in common? They have in common three things. A, they have nothing in common. B, they have no motive. And C, they remain unsolved. Now, when a case does not gel, it is often not because we lack the necessary facts, but because we've observed those facts incorrectly. Following normal routine, we look for a cause. Had we looked for effect, we would have found our answer that much sooner. What is the effect of 345 unsolved homicides? The effect is... lack of faith in law enforcement personnel. That is our motive. The pattern is complete. We are involved here in a far-reaching conspiracy to undermine our most basic beliefs and sacred institutions. Who is behind this conspiracy? Once again, ask the question, who has the most to gain? People in high places, their names would astound you. People in low places, concealing their activities beneath a cloak of poverty. People in all walks of life, left wing and right wing, black and white, students and scholars, a conspiracy of such ominous proportion that we will never, never know the whole story and will never be able to reveal all the facts. We are readying mass arrests. I'm going to see that you people get every possible break. If there's any information you would like to contribute at this time, it will be held in
I strongly advise against any of you trying to leave town.